When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home. And they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
All right, that's the music, which means it's time for Jose Hernandez and Tech Talk. And I would imagine, since we skipped last week, we have about twice as much to talk about as we normally do. So here's how this works. Jose's going to share some info with us, something that keep you from jumping off a cliff when you have realized you bought the wrong phone or the wrong TV. Maybe we can stop you from doing that or answer a simple technical question. And then after that, we're going to go to you. And this is where your part comes in. You need to call right now with your question about your phone, your TV, your computer, whatever. If it's technical, he will probably be able to answer it or tell you where to go to get the answer. So dial him up now. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS. Or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Do it now if you want to get in and talk to Jose Hernandez. And he's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Great stores, great people. Oric. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
You would have gone nuts in Jamaica because down there they think it's 1991.
Yeah.
Their phones, their computers, their Wi-Fi, their television reception. It's just like Mexico. Mexico's the same way. Why is that? I mean, look, they know what today's technology is. Why can't they pop for the right equipment to bring us? Look, you can't even get even in a nice room, and I had a pretty nice room. I think I'll watch a movie on HBO. No, they don't have this basic analog-looking picture on the TV.
Yeah, well, they just don't want to spend the money. That's
okay. Think of Jamaica as a real big KTRS studio.
Right.
Look at our equipment.
Yes.
Okay, now it makes sense to me.
We're like a third-world radio
Third world radio. That ought to be our slogan. KTRS, third-world radio. Anybody here, you guys have anything while we were gone that was a technical issue you need?
No.
I don't think so, no.
No, for the first time ever, I did pop for the data package with AT&T, $30, so I wouldn't feel like, ooh, how much am I spending if I do a text or if I check email. So I did do that for the first time, and I think that's probably worth it because I know too many people who've come home and gotten that bill, and they go, what?
Yes.
I didn't realize I check mail that often.
I think the rate is $1.29 a minute for phone calls from Jamaica.
It's something like that.
Well, here you can get free Wi-Fi pretty much everywhere in your hotel. You go to Vegas, and they all want to charge you $12.95
a
day.
Now in this place, you couldn't even get it in your room. This is what amazed me.
Right.
Even if you wanted to buy it, you had to go to the lobby and take your iPad or whatever, your phone, and sit in the lobby and pay either by the half hour, the hour, 3 hour blocks, or half day or a day.
Or a week.
Or a week for $75 for the whole week. But I don't need to be in touch enough to buy a week's worth of it. I didn't even buy an hour's worth. I just used the cell signal. Use my data package, check my mail, and that was pretty much it. What do you have to share with us?
Samsung Galaxy S4, the next, is going to come out April 15th. It has a 20% longer battery. It's going to have a quad-core A15 processor and 8-core graphics processor.
I was hoping the quad-core processor would be.
Finally, yes.
Thank goodness.
A super AMOLED display, 2 gigs of RAM, a 13-megapixel rear camera, and it's going to have a 5-inch 1080p display.
Wow.
Mm. Now, don't panic, because Apple is getting ready to add another memory option to their iPad lineup. Currently, they've got the 16, 32, and 64 gig. They referred to them as good, better, and best. They're now getting ready to have the ultimate 128-gig RAM and an iPad.
And by the way, this I had always heard the iPhone 5 had a longer battery life. For those of you thinking about getting it, no, it doesn't. I got one. The kids got it for us, me and my wife. The battery is not lasting longer. That's not true. So, there.
If you're looking for a job for the future, the Pentagon is quadrupling its cyber defense personnel.
All right.
There are roughly 900 military and civilian personnel. They're going to increase that number to 4,900 in the next couple years.
How can there only be 900? That sounds low to me.
Yeah.
I presume that's all the government admits to.
Okay. That makes sense.
They've got a new app out if you want to run Android applications on your PC, on Windows. And as of Saturday the 26th, it is now illegal to jailbreak your phones.
Well, I won't be breaking the law because I don't even know what that means or how to do it.
Yeah, the same people that are worried about the federal government showing up when they take the tag off of your bed.
Yeah,
these are the same people worry about it. Yeah. It came about from the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It's okay if your phone comes unlocked from like Verizon or AT&T. AT&T will unlock your phone to run on any network once your contract is over. Okay. And you can buy unlocked phones. But I don't know what the quote-unquote penalty is for unlocking your phone. I guess you thought you owned it. Apparently you don't.
Good to know.
Sam's going to tell you what to do with it.
Yeah.
Good to know. You ready to go?
I am.
You want to take some calls?
Please.
All right. We start with Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Jim?
Just a real quick, simple question. Got a brand new laptop. Haven't even taken it out of the box. What would be the few things you would do to protect it and just get it set up after you took it out of the box?
This is a Windows or a Mac?
Windows.
I would go to the Windows site, download the Microsoft, I think it's called Defender for Windows 8, Security Essentials for XP, Vista, and 7.
I mean, I think they might even have those automatically on them.
They may.
Yeah.
It's probably going to come with an antivirus trial for like 60 or 90 days. Use it and try it if you like it. At the end of 90 days, they're going to want to charge you a little more money to keep it up. The other one would be to download Malwarebytes, and that's available from malwarebytes.org. There's a free copy of that. Those would be the two things I'd do.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Off we go to Ann. Ann, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Ann.
Hi. I have a question. I have a Mac, and I was making a document on Google Drive, and I was trying to share it with, I was trying to email it through, I guess, Gmail, and some of my friends could not open it. I didn't know if that was because they're PC people or they don't have Gmail. I did click the box that said they don't have to sign in to view it, but they weren't able to view it through their email. How come?
Do you know what format you saved it in on Google Drive?
No, I don't. I mean, as I was making the document, it was saving it automatically, so okay. I didn't even click the save
button. Did you use to create it on your Mac?
I'm sorry?
What did you use? What program on your Mac did you use to create the document?
It was Google Drive.
Oh, just in Google Drive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes that stuff happens.
Okay.
You might be better. Do you have the capability to have a Dropbox? Have you heard of Dropbox?
I think I do.
Yeah,
is that like a cloud?
Yeah, it's in the cloud. It's similar to Google Drive. Send email links to the people you want to have access to that folder, and then you copy things into that folder from your local machine.
Okay.
You would create it probably in a PDF format and then copy it up.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Ann, you have a wonderful voice. How old are you?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, be quiet a minute. How old are you, Ann?
Well, as St. Louisans would say, I'm farty far.
Farty far. It's my favorite. My favorite age. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
I had no idea what they were talking
about. Dropbox,
Google
Drive,
something,
cloud.
Something,
cloud.
Blank, something. Let me see. I believe Andy should be right here. Andy, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing? I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What's up, Andy?
Hey, quick question. I listen to KTRS on the app on my iPhone.
Yep.
And every hour, whether I'm in my house on Wi-Fi or if I'm out jogging and I'm just streaming it or whatever, right when the news starts,
top of the hour,
off.
Yep. The streaming is catching up. It has built-in latency to it, so it'll cache, it'll queue up, and sometimes that gets to be several seconds or minutes, and so at the top of the hour it resets the queue so that everyone is listening to the same thing at the same time.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
And it's not
it happens.
A big deal.
Yeah. It comes. You don't have to do anything to it. It comes right back on.
Oh, see, I always just hit play again, so maybe I need to just wait.
No, just have a little patience.
It'll, kick me off again.
Yeah, have a little patience. It'll come back on.
Oh, all right. I'll work on that. Anyway, I really appreciate it, guys.
Anyway.
Andy, thank you for the call. And what a horrible time to do it, though. Top of the hour ABC News, this just in, breaking news story of the century.
Yeah, it doesn't. It interrupts the stream, but it doesn't lose it.
Oh, so it will come back.
When we hit the dump button here, it edits to bring back up to speed the rest of the stream.
Okay, whatever you just said. Yeah. Let's bring... Now, wait a minute. Did I hit the button?
Yes.
Greg. Oh, I hit it accidentally. Greg, say hi to Jose. Greg? Oh, Greg?
I'm right here.
Yeah, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Greg.
Quick question. I am purchasing a Windows desktop.
Yes.
And it comes preloaded with Windows 8.
Yes.
But all my other PCs are Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering... Is it easier to try and get Windows 7 loaded if it's preloaded with 8 or learn Windows 8?
I would recommend learning Windows 8, actually.
Okay. So is there a big curve, a learning curve in that?
Windows 8 was initially designed to run on a tablet with a touch screen. So the way that you get to a lot of things is completely different than the way you would do them in 7. 7 is kind of an extension of XP.
That's what
you kind of have a start button and tasks. On Windows 8, you've got tiles on the top.
Right.
Okay. And since I have an iPad, it should be pretty easy to learn that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Greg, thank you. There goes Greg, and here comes Scott. Scott, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Scott.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I am thinking about getting my son a tablet for his birthday.
Okay.
And I've been checking out whether or not to go with an Android-based or go with an iPad.
Okay.
And my concern with an Android-based is I'm finding out that the Flash Player supposedly doesn't work anymore with them. Is that true with the new Jelly Bean software?
I haven't heard that. It may be. I would presume, has your son asked for a specific brand, or are you just picking one out to be nice?
No, I'm picking one out for him. He doesn't know. He just wants to play games and surf the web and do things like that. It was that or a laptop, but I'm looking at the mobility of a tablet for him. So.
Okay. If you remember when you were a kid and you asked for a specific brand and you got an equivalent brand, you weren't as cool to your friends? I presume Apple is the latest and coolest thing amongst his peer group, so...
Considering he doesn't know what the difference between an Apple and a Windows or anything else is, just a tablet to him, then...
Okay, I would presume the Flash Player would work, and if it's not working right now, the Adobe people are going to be real happy to create one that will work.
Okay, I just been reading that they had separated themselves from Google and Adobe and those, so...
Well, if they did, they might have an equivalent. I haven't read about it, but I will certainly check into it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Scott, thank you. And, we still have a couple minutes. In fact, we can sneak an extra caller or two if you want to try to get lucky here. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Mark. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, what's shaking?
Not much, Mark.
Hey, I got a question. I'm looking for some software. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, Ain't Nobody Got Time for That. I'm looking to... pull like footage and turn it into videos with auto tune and the whole nine yards to make something similar to that.
Okay, how much are you ready to spend?
A couple hundred bucks, maybe up to 400.
Okay, I would do a search in your favorite search provider and find the quote unquote best video editing software. I don't know what they did that one in, but there's four or five good ones out there.
Vegas, one of them, I think.
Yeah, Vegas is one of them.
And that's something you can just do on like MacBook Pro. Do you need like a?
You can do it on a MacBook Pro. You're going to compile it, and the faster processor speed and the more RAM you have, the quicker it will compile. It just have to process through whatever you're trying to get done. Faster is better in this case.
Thanks.
All right, Mark, thank you. And this is Ron. Ron, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Ron.
I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I got a question. I got an iPhone 4, and I'm hearing rumors that, like, when you install a game on your phone and then you go ahead and play it, it's using your data, and also if you use a Bluetooth to listen to, like, I'm a truck driver, so I have to have a Bluetooth on.
Right.
That's also using data.
I don't know that Bluetooth would be using data unless it's something special that Apple's doing, because you're not talking to any cell towers.
Yeah, you're talking, Ron, about playing your music from your phone into your truck on Bluetooth, right?
No, Bluetooth is just like what I'm talking to you guys on right now.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not using data.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be using data. I'm not aware that you are, unless Apple's changed something.
What about if you install a game, like, Deal or No Deal, and you play that? Are you using data that you're not even on the internet?
If you're playing, like, with other people, like Words with Friends, you're going to use some data. But I don't. If you're not connected to a data stream, I don't. The application may send some data back, like if you achieve a high score and you want to compare it to other people. But I would think inherently, no, you're not going to be using any data.
And the best way to verify that is you turn it, put the airplane mode on, right?
Right.
And if you can still play the game, you're not using any data.
Right.
Okay.
And that's going to be the case with most games.
All
right, thank you, Ron. Yeah, I know almost nothing about any of this, but even I know once the game is dumped in there, you play it over and over and over, you're not using anything. You already have the game in the phone. We're going to one more, and then we're going to wrap it up here, and that's going to be Valerie. Valerie, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Valerie.
Short answer for me, is Java bad?
No.
Okay, I just keep seeing the articles in the news.
There is an exploit that some guys figured out how to load malicious software on your machine through Java. Windows has had these problems for decades.
Okay.
And every time somebody finds one, Windows releases a patch for it. Adobe's had these problems. Java will release a patch, and all is well.
Okay, so I'll do my update then.
Valerie, before you get away, can we talk for a second?
Sure, Frank.
How old are you?
39.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
I like your voice a lot. I sense that you are an affectionate person.
I'm a happy person.
And an affectionate person.
And I'm AM and
the
PM,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. She's avoiding the issue because she knows I'm right.
Uncomfortable.
She's afraid of this conversation getting out of hand, and I understand that. Valerie, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye.
I can hear it in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
They get scared. They don't trust themselves.
Yes.
They know once we start the conversation, where does that lead?
Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. Well, once again, hasn't this been informative and entertaining and educational? We'll do it again next week, all courtesy of Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. If you'd like to get in touch with Jose, here's his email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. We've got a lot to catch up on. We have not talked to Mr. Londoff for over a week.
Wow.
John Londoff Jr., how are you?
Man, did I miss you guys.
You know that we had more than one couple, and I'm not making this up, said, wasn't John Londoff, weren't he and his wife supposed to come a year or two ago? And I said, yes, and something came up. They couldn't. He said, Bruce Weinert, head the service guy. And they said, well, why isn't he on the trip this year? And I said, well, you'd have to ask him. I don't know the answer to that. But see, they wanted you. They wanted you on the trip.
Well, that's what Dan just said in the intro. He goes, you got to come. He goes, you had a lot of fun. It's up to
your boss,
Mimi Londoff, the boss. I'd love to go on a trip.
See, that's the difference between your household and my household.
Don't start with me.
No, there have been a couple of years where my wife said, you know, I don't really know if I want to go on that trip this year. And I said, you can shut that up right now. I said, stifle it, because you are going, and whether you want to go or not doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You are going on the trip, and you'll go where I say we're
going. You're packing both our bags.
You will pack your bags and my bags, and you'll pack them properly.
And you'll have fun.
And you will have fun.
Yeah.
And I will have fun.
You don't say that to her.
Sure I do.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Not in public in front of you, I don't. But in the confines, the privacy of our home, you bet. I call the shots.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Deep down, you're afraid of your wife.
Wow.
That's what, I mean, it's great on the air to say this, you know, about your wife.
Yeah, oh, you're like, tell it, her what, like
you're
it's
afraid
an act.
Of her. I've seen you out.
No.
You get a little, yes, dear, yes, yeah.
Oh, April. No, you've never heard that from me.
Yes, dear.
Never heard those words.
No, you're right.
One time I said, yeah, it's a deer. She said, is that a moose crossing in front of us or a deer? I said, yeah, it's a deer. It sounded like yes, dear, but I said, yes, it's a deer. So how are you? How are you doing?
We're doing great. We are doing great. We really did miss talking to you last week. But business, we're still in business, even without, these spots. It's amazing.
Well, we had you covered.
We were concerned, but it all worked out.
We had you covered. We had
it all
taken
worked
care
out.
Of.
But I mean, just great weather. It's almost crazy. You know, it's just this morning it was unbelievably warm and humid.
Yeah,
and,
one week ago to tonight was the night that it was like 8 degrees.
Yeah.
And here, what's the temperature right now?
It was like 73, 70, like a half hour ago.
74.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then in 2 more days, it's going to just drop again. But that's St. Louis.
A lot of storms tomorrow, yeah.
That's St. Louis.
It's crazy. That's crazy. I was just talking to a buddy of mine from Denver with Ally Bank, and he's like, yeah, he goes, we've had three little 1 to 2 inch snows, and the next day the sun comes out, and it's 40
calling.
To 50, and the snow disappears. But I don't know. If I don't see another snowflake this winter, I'm okay. I really am.
Now, anybody who's worried about getting through in the snow, get yourself a Suburban. There'll be no snow you can't handle.
There will be no snow.
That's right.
But it's still great to have a Suburban in a Tahoe, you know? I mean, the safety, I used to drive Suburbans all the time. I love them.
Now, why did you downgrade? Why did you drop? Because I know you drove, and now you drive a Tahoe.
Downgrade?
Well, you stepped it down in size, length.
Yeah, it's not downgrading. I mean,
in size it is, in length it is. Why did you go from a Suburban to a Tahoe? What happened?
All the boys drive. I don't need
You're not hauling them around anymore.
Haul 7-8 people around, I can take the back seats out of the rear seats out, store them here of the Tahoe, the dog box for Jack the Wonder Dog fits back in there, all my gear for hunting or fishing or anything. So, you know, it's I love it. I love the Tahoe.
Now, do all three boys drive?
All four boys.
That's right. All four. Wow. So what do they drive? Run them down for us. Let's start with John the Third.
John the Third is in a Silverado crew cab.
Right.
Sam Londoff is in a Tahoe. Harry Londoff is in an Avalanche.
Oh.
And Tim Londoff is in a Malibu.
Now, do they pick the car, or do you go here? This is what I'm assigning to you. Do they get to pick?
Timmy got to pick his because it was given to him by his grandmother on his 16th birthday. The other boys are, because they work for the company, are in some company vehicles, and I pick what they drive.
Mm, okay, well, that's fair. Mm,
yeah.
Sure. Hey,
I think they're very happy.
Well, they should be.
Just tell them to drive safe and no accidents.
Now, what does your wife drive? I don't even know. What does she drive?
Mimi drives a Tahoe.
Okay.
Yeah, Diamond White Tahoe. At one time, it was a few years back, I had a black Suburban. Mimi had a black Tahoe. A couple of the boys had black Tahoes. One of the kids had a black pickup truck.
Looked like the president's
Secret
coming
Service.
To the
Secret
People
Service.
Say, it looks like the, you know, a Secret Service in your driveway. What's going on?
You know, it's too bad.
Crazy.
It's too bad Liz Taylor is dead, because if you could hire her to do, you know, she did those White Diamonds perfume commercials.
Yeah.
You could have her say, not only have these white diamonds brought me luck, but I love my diamond white Tahoe from Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Man, if she only hadn't died.
Yep. It
would be the perfect campaign.
I was thinking that just the other day. Boy, if she just wouldn't have died. How about we archived some spots, and if you YouTube them, Sammy Davis Jr.
Now, see, most people don't know what spots are. Spots are commercials, but in the business, we call them spots.
TV commercial, yes.
Yeah.
And they're just classics. I mean, he said to my dad, I want to do a commercial for you. My dad's like, oh, you know, not that Johnny Sr. didn't want him to, but he's like, I'm not going to inconvenience the man. He's only here for a few days for the telethon. And finally he said, hey, listen, Londoff, If you don't want me to do your spots, just tell me, okay?
Listen, but
I really want to do one.
Yeah, so, I wonder what that might have sounded like to hear the voice of Sammy Davis Jr. say, "Listen, Landolf, if you don't want me to do them, I won't do them." It might have sounded something like this.
Listen, Landolf, babe, if you don't want me to do them, I won't do them, babe.
Wow.
But I dig you.
He's unbelievable. The very first time I met him, my brother-in-law Jim Ruck and I are watching TV in the library at my mom and dad's house, and he stands at the entrance. You know, there's three steps down to the library, and he stood there, and I mean, just as cool as could be, he goes, "Hi, Sam Davis."
Sounds just like him.
Wow.
Sounds just like him.
Sam Davis.
Hi, Sam Davis.
Wow. And this actually was just a guy named Sam Davis. Yeah. It wasn't even Sammy Davis Jr. It was the guy that sounded like that.
Well, no, he didn't introduce himself. "Hi, I'm Sammy Davis Jr." Like, we knew he wasn't Sam Davis. He was cool. Man.
Now, where can we see these archived old TV commercials? Are they on your website?
I have to ask. Yeah, I think if you YouTube.
You know what? You ought to put a link on your site.
Yeah.
It's probably on the kiddies listening, so I should get a text here any second now.
Yeah, well, just put a link so people can go look at those. That'd be fun.
Go to our website, Landolf.com.
Yeah. We'll look for that.
Huh? Yeah, and then there's one of my sisters when they were in a conversion van from the 1980s, and they had that 80s hairdo going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you get my dad at the end going, "Right, kids," and he makes the, okay sign. I mean, they're funny. They're just funny. But the funniest one is when they're doing a cooking segment with John Alble, and they're talking about chicken Landolf. And it is a riot. It's so funny.
What does that have to do with buying a car?
Yeah.
It's just, because they were doing TV commercials.
Just entertainment.
You noticed, I wasn't in the commercials. So there's one picture of me, like I'm talking to Ozzie Smith on the showroom floor, and what you get a profile. You get my back of my head and my nose. I don't say anything. I'm just like, that was my TV debut back in the 80s.
Put that on there, too.
No.
These will be fun to watch.
No. Well, really, I almost block out Ozzy's head with my nose.
Did John Alble have a neck when he did that commercial?
No, John Alble had his neck removed in 1980.
Oh, okay.
He had a neckectomy. He was such a great character, though, for local TV. He and that Herb Humphreys. Remember Herb Humphreys?
Oh, yeah.
Big Texan guy, big cowboy. Herb Humphreys, Nightside. I love that.
You sound just like him.
I love that guy. Those were the great.
You really?
We don't have any of those characters anymore.
So you'd love that guy?
I did. And he was very AM and the PM. You guys remember that?
Even when he
moved away and retired and went to Texas, he called us on the air to let us know how much he missed the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice. That's why you love him.
He's passed away now. He's no longer with us. And what's John Alba? Where is he? Is he still around?
Yeah, I think he is.
He just retired.
Yeah, he retired a few years ago.
Very,
yeah.
Very, very nice, very funny man. Yeah. You know, just one of those just like you, Frank, just naturally funny.
Well, well, okay. All right, what do you want to sell?
You are. How about the Chevy Sonic? Okay. One of the hottest vehicles on the planet. Only 13.628.
Wow.
Now, are both the Sonic and the Spark considered subcompacts?
Sonic is a compact.
Spark is a subcompact. Okay.
And Cruise is really more on the line of a midsize car.
Okay.
Cruise LS with a manual transmission, only 14,425.
And that LS stands for what?
Lovely styling.
Lovely styling.
That's good enough for me.
Yep.
I'll go with that.
Who wouldn't want lovely styling in a car?
Yeah. What else do you
have? Kitty just texted me, John Alble is alive.
Yeah, we know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we knew that.
Wow, she's on top of it.
Oh, she's sharp. I'm telling you what, sharp as a tack. You know, and Silverados, Silverado regular cabs were 23,980, now 17,900. That's 13, we're out of 12, 13 Silverado. Traverses, only 25,485. Unbelievable. So, a lot of great deals here. 19.6 on Malibu's pre-owned special. How about this?
All right.
How about a 2001 Mercury Grand Marquis, only 70,000 miles in unbelievable condition for $6,900?
Hang on a second. Hey, stop. Whenever you stop
69.
It. Stop it.
John, anytime somebody says 69 anything, yeah. These bozos start laughing. We've never been able to figure out
what they're doing. A depth, the price is $6,800. How's that?
Oh, wow. Look at that. Just drop in the course of 10 seconds.
Those knuckleheads help save somebody $100.
And that Grand Marquis, you want a big trunk on a car? There's a car with a big trunk.
Yes, that's right, Frank.
You can load the family of four in that trunk. We need to know where you are and what your phone number is.
I'm in my office.
No. No, we
1375 Dunn Road, D-U-N-N Road, in beautiful Flores, Missouri. Had the opportunity to speak to my good buddy, our chief, Tim Lowry, today on a couple of situations. Got not only, a great chief of police, but our mayor, Tom Schneider, another great guy. So we're in Florissant, Missouri, obviously, intersection of Interstate I-270 at the Washington-Elizabeth exit. Again, you can't miss us. We run almost an entire couple of blocks here in beautiful Florissant. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or, of course, 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, open late tonight. We will make
open
sure.
Late. Having a great day, and love taking care of your awesome listeners.
All right, we're going to send you some just to do that with. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, talk to you later.
You guys are back safely.
Yes, thank you. Good to be back.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's not that. It's good to be back today when it's 73.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
It may not be so great in a couple of days. All right, we're breaking. We come back. I promise. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks now. Airborne with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Not bad. I'll tell you, southbound 270 at this time is usually not this light, but it's just a bit heavy south of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Now, we did have a problem on southbound Brentwood down around Litzinger. You only have one lane open. We flew over it, couldn't really see the reason unless there was an earlier water main break, but traffic is jamming back from Highway 64 down through Litzinger. Westbound 64, the only slowdown you have is the Tam Avenue overpass through Clayton Skinker and from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge, but on westbound 70, you do stack up at 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We do it every 7 days. Your chance to vent. It's the rant. It's Ticked Off Tuesdays. It'll be cathartic. You'll feel better about yourself. Randy Naughton's alongside for our Ticked Off Tuesday, as well as taking you out to lunch with Feast Magazine. And the topic du jour, the Super Bowl. Why not play it on a Saturday? Would you enjoy it more if it was the day earlier?
The Martin Kilcoin Show, from noon till 3 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
So what does an RV cost? $100, $200, $500 a month? The answer is any of the above. New, used, folding campers, or travel trailers and motorhomes, with all the comforts of home. If you can't buy now, you can rent a motorhome, travel trailer, or tent trailer. Now's the time to make reservations. Go to BeyerleyRV.com or call 636-938-2018.
For the rest of your life.
Beyerle Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Beyerle Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Beyerle, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal on an appliance at the usual stores who claim to have the lowest prices when in reality they're all the same? Well, now things are about to change. Appliance Discounters has opened their fourth showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right. Now West County shoppers will see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing an appliance at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Inbox items, factory closeouts, or slightly blemished. Appliance Discounters buy Frigidaire appliances by the truckload and pass the savings on to you. So if you're in the market for a brand new Frigidaire kitchen appliance or laundry product, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we'll prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings and hometown buying. Only at Appliance Discounters.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. Kick off the new year at West County Nissan and save $4,000 on the all-new 2013 Altima or pay just $176 per month. And get the all-new 2013 Rogue for $6,000 off or pay just $186 per month. Plus, no payments for 90 days now. And because West County Nissan sells more pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans than the other Nissan dealers, you get more for your trade, guaranteed. See dealer for full details.
The big game is fast approaching. And what do you plan to munch on while you're watching? Not the usual boring chips and pretzels, we hope. Before the game, pick up some award-winning, best-tasting, freshest barbecue in town from PM Barbecue. Winner of the best brisket and favorite new restaurant in 2011 from the Riverfront Times. Tastiest of 2010 from the Post-Dispatch Go magazine. Definitely better to munch on during the big game than chips and pretzels. PM Barbecue is located at 161 Long Road in Chesterfield. Check out their menu at pmbbq.com.
Hi, I'm Claire Bowen from Nashville, asking you to join me in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS through the TJ Martell Foundation. The TJ Martell Foundation started as a music industry charity, beginning with a father's promise to his son to raise $1 million for leukemia research before he died. Since then, over $250 million has been raised, leading to new discoveries and cures for leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. But these diseases are much bigger than the music industry. It affects all of us. No one is immune. Join me by making your promise and contribution for a cure at www.tjmartell.org.
Hello?
This is Elmer, who's still chasing a certain rabbit.
That Wesley Rabbit?
He should attend the Missouri Arms Collectors Association's 74th biennial gun show at the heart of St. Charles Banquet Center on 5th Street on the north side of the I-70 Bridge Friday through Sunday. With 150 tables of guns, knives, military, and collectibles. Admission is $7. MACA members are free.
Free?
Yes, free. I mean free. For directions, information, or tables, call 314-651-6025 or go to moarms.com and you might be able to finally get that Wesley Webbit.
Terrific.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
Are you looking at your windows, wishing they would work, but you can't afford to have your windows or patio door replaced right now? Call Genesco Window Products. They have the parts and expertise to repair most brands of windows and patio doors. And you can save by bringing in a sample of the part you need, and they will try to match it with a new one. Call them at 314-567-9175. That's 314-567-9175. Or go to their website at GenescoWindowProducts.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Well, as you know, I'm now a member of the Screen Actors Guild since they merged with the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists. I'm a member of SAG, they call it, and they had some big awards thing, I understand. I didn't even know anything about it. I know I kept getting stuff in the mail. But it is time to talk a little movie talk, and we've been out of the loop for a week. I don't even know if anything new opened this week. If there's anything good to watch, we're going to find out together from Dawn Meadows Dixon, courtesy of Westport Car Wash, with three locations. Just had my car wash there today, right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. Also, Westport Car Wash on Lime Ferry, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash presents Dawn Meadows Dixon. Thank you.
I missed you all.
Well, if we do this again, I'm going to see if I can't work out a way for key players on the show to join us on the trip. I think it's important that listeners connect.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah, I do too.
Even if there's a little room shortage and we had to kind of double up.
Oh, I knew there was a catch.
Yeah, well, there's always a catch. How are you?
There's always a catch. And so did you vote for the SAG? The awards were last night, and I thought of you because you are a SAG member now.
I did not vote, and they actually only sent me three movies, and they wanted me to go online or something and download the others. What? No.
You're starting to do that. That's not enjoyable.
No.
Watch a movie on your computer, really, unless you can download it if you've got one of those smart televisions.
Now, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
No, I don't either. But the SAG Awards were great. I think we see a trend. Argo is just surfacing. Yeah. Of course, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln and Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook.
Now, I can't remember before we left if I had a chance. We're out of time here, and I can go quickly. But did I tell you I saw Zero Dark Thirty? And I absolutely loved it.
Did you love it?
Oh, my goodness. It was tremendous. What do you have today?
Okay, today I'm talking Quartet. Now, this is a movie that Dustin Hoffman directed, and we've heard about it. If you've seen any talk shows in the last couple of months, he has been shamelessly publicizing this movie. He put it out there for the award season, and it really didn't get anything. He's 75 years old. This is his real true directorial debut. It's the story of these retired opera singers that all live in this home called the Beecham Home, and they're going to put on a gala concert to raise money to save the home. And it's a retirement home for these, and apparently there is a place that exists like this in England where opera singers go and great musicians go to retire because they've given so much of their life to music that often they are displaced and they don't have a special place to go, and these are talented people. So he did this film. It's a sweet little film, nothing huge, some real moments in it. A couple of the moments I loved were Maggie Smith stars in it, and she says, I don't know if I can be in the gala. I don't know if I still have it. I don't know if I can hit that high note. And even if you haven't been an opera singer, which most of us have not, you can relate to that going back and having to perform or getting back into your job and wondering if you still have it. And then I wondered, is there a home for broadcasters to retire?
Yeah, I think there is. It's called Larry Rice's New Life Evangelistic Center.
Yeah.
The homeless broadcaster. So that's where they all go to retire. But, you know, you can't expect much from this. I think at 75 years old, he did a great job. There's some sweet moments. It's beautifully shot, well acted. Maggie Smith cannot hit a bad note. She's right on. But I, if you're expecting just this big, sweeping film, you're not going to get it. You're going to get a sweet, little, gentle film with some beautiful music.
It's called Quartet?
Quartet.
All right, you sound like you have a little bit of a cold, do you?
You know, I told Dan, yes. I've had... Do you have time for me to go into it with my ailments? No. Okay.
No, save the ailments.
So for another time, I am fighting something for like 3 weeks.
All right, we want to talk about it Thursday because I have a couple of cure suggestions. I don't have time to go into it now, but they have to do with chest rubs. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you that. And
we've been down this road before.
Well, we're going to go down it again. We're going down again Thursday.
My husband believes in Vicks Vapor Rub.
Well,
I do not.
There you go.
I am so far beyond Vicks Vapor Rub at this point.
Well,
so
we'll talk. Four up for a quartet. How many ARDs?
2 3/4. That's not quite hitting that 3 mark.
Nah, I like to see that 3. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Take care of yourself.
Everybody.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
All right, Dean. Goodbye. Dawn Meadows-Dixon with a chest cold.
3 weeks.
If only she had talked to me before we left. I could have nipped that right in the bud, as Barney used to say. Dawn Meadows-Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash. You go in the garage right now, you'll see my clean car because I was there today. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. All right, Ballast Dental Care. I have a tooth, and all of a sudden, I don't know why this happened, it's got a little bit of a sharp hook on it, and every time I eat now, I have to carry up like a pig. You ever have that?
Oh.
It catches stuff. It's driving me nuts. So I'm going to have to get in there and go, hey, find out where this is, and get in there and file it down or whatever they do, or fill the little space, because anything that has any sort of a string, even bacon, you know how bacon will kind of,
right,
it's hard to kind of completely grind up and chew, and it's driving me crazy. It's irritating, but they'll take care of it. There's never been anything I've ever been in there with that they couldn't solve quickly, easily, painlessly. And I know a little bit about Ballast Dental Care because I'm about to hit the 40-year mark. I've been going there for 39 years and 10 months. That's a long time. Never wanted to go anywhere else, and I don't think you will either. I honestly think if you go to Ballast Dental Care, you'll never be afraid to go to the dentist again or want to go anywhere else. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Monday edition after a weekend that went entirely too fast, but we'll make it feel like it's still the weekend. Valerie Harper on the broadcast tonight. We'll talk about her brand new autobiography, Gabby Cabby from New York City. Some tech talk from Chris Breen as well. It'll feel more like a Friday or maybe even a Saturday morning. That's tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. This year we've seen